This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Drake in the news, always in the news, but this time he's in the news for, I think, something that is going to become probably more and more of a headline as we, you know, go into the area and the world of AI. But he's being, you know, he's been served with a cease and desist letter over this song he wrote, Tailor-Made Freestyle. That's what it's called. I'd play it for you, but we're not allowed to. And he's now pulled it. Like, it's gone to the ether. But it was a song he wrote that was part of a dig that he was taking at this guy, Kendrick Lamar. And it was like this ongoing feud that they've got. Now, I won't bore you with the details of the feud. There's all sorts of feuds in entertainment. But according to the estate of late rapper Tupac Shakur, they say, hey, that song crosses the line because you used AI to generate voices mirroring Tupac and Snoop Dogg. So they gave him 24 hours. You take that track down or you're going to face action. He has now removed the track. It's not available. But in the song, the AI voice of the murdered rapper is heard in several lyrics, encouraging Lamar to fight back at Drake, including saying, quote, Kendrick, we need ya, the West Coast savior, engraving your name in some hip-hop history. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to, like I said, not going to get into the hip-hop fight. But it is an example of where you've got this massive artist in Drake who used AI to take a dig at a rival, and now he's in a lot of trouble, or maybe he's spared himself. But bringing in Eric Alper to this conversation, publicist, music commentator, shameless idealist. Are you a shameless idealist too?
Yeah, okay, absolutely. I'm an optimist.
Yeah, I know. You're one of the most optimistic people I know. I'm like, you're always happy. Got to hang out with you more. Nonetheless, Eric, so this is interesting because Not the first time we've heard about AI in music, but this could have gone down big time.
Yeah, and it goes deeper than just this one song, because last summer you and I talked about that there was a song that somebody created using Drake duetting with The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my gosh.
And it shifted that debate into high gear. And ever since then, Drake and The Weeknd's lobbyists and record labels and the artist rights groups that The Weeknd or Drake are associated with have been pushing the government to regulate AI technology based on the concepts of rights and permission. Now you have Drake using AI for his benefit. So it kind of convolutes everything, and especially because he knows more than anybody else.
He should.
That the U.S. has a right of publicity law called personality rights that controls the use of names, images, likenesses, and other aspects of identity. So he knew he was breaking the law to begin with, but it garnered him a lot of free publicity, which is maybe what he wanted in the first place.
Well, he's always on this quest for street cred, right? And I do know of the little bit that I've watched of this feud. They're going back and forth on TMZ, you know, these groups, you know, kind of dissing each other. I think their part one group was making fun of his nose, and I don't know. There's all sorts of stuff going on. It seems pretty silly, but he should have known. And certainly if you're going to go after anything like a Tupac Shakur or Snoop Dogg, you're going to get a lot of reaction, right? So he had to have known that this was going to blow up.
Yeah, you know, and this isn't the first time. And look, I've long admired Drake for what he's able to do, not only in music, but also in terms of
Degrassi Junior High. Don't forget that.
Yeah. He's
Jimmy, come on.
Yeah, like last year, he used Vogue magazine and a number of media outlets to kind of fake, cover art for his latest single that he ended up getting sued, which garnered a ton of free publicity for him as well. But, you know, when you take somebody like Tupac and the estate who doesn't mess around, period, and use his voice and his idea of the concept of what a Tupac is, and going against a Pulitzer Prize winning rapper in Kendrick Lamar, that's when you kind of cross that line even more. I think it's one thing to talk about, you know, hey, let's do something fun and have David Bowie singing with John Lennon and do that. You're going to get sued anyway. But I think when you start making people say and do things that take a stance, that's when you get into the muddy waters, because we're going to be dealing with this every day with politicians saying things that they don't want to do and so forth.
Yeah, and look, Taylor Swift had some issues. I think they had the deep porn AI fakes that she was dealing with. So this is not new, and I have to think the entertainment lawyers are very well-versed in this, probably more so than the governments in both all over North America, because we really haven't put any guardrails in place, certainly in Canada. But they're way behind in the United States, too. But you would think that all these artists understand, you know, the dangers of this to their own art, right? And you know, if they don't know, then certainly their lawyers would know, right?
Yeah, they absolutely know, because they've grown up knowing the history of sampling. And when sampling first came around in the late 1970s or early 1980s for a lot of people, it was a quagmire of legalities and messes with the courts, because the artists knew that they were using copyright material and kind of switching it around and slowing it down.
Well, the Tupac song we played off the top is mixed with the Bruce Hornsby song, right?
Right, exactly.
The biggest check Hornsby probably got, right?
And it took years and years for the government to kind of come up with not only rules against copyright infringement for music, but with, you know, damages in terms of money value, how much was going to be allowed, how many seconds was going to be okay. And it turned out that no seconds were okay. So we're heading into the beginning stages, the baby steps of what AI and entertainers are going to be dealing with on a regular basis. That's why it's really chaotic right now, because nobody's quite sure. You know, Tennessee just allowed that. They created a law called the Elvis Act, and that's just for Tennessee, though, where you can't use AI when it comes to living real people. But there's really been a few federal bills that have had significant support, but nothing in terms of you know, this is the law, everybody is going to abide by that. That might be coming down in the next couple of years, but certainly not moving very quickly.
No, not quickly enough. But, you know, like this is one of those technologies that can be abused really, really badly, but it could also open the door to a world that is completely untapped, right? And I don't know what the acceptance will be to AI as far as entertainment, right? Like, Will I know they're creating influencers out of AI, where companies are, they don't have to pay a model, they don't have to pay anyone. It's just this thing on a screen. They got their own personality. So there is, I guess, a role and potential for this, maybe a long way off, but it's coming.
I know for a fact that new artists that are signing contracts with their very large record labels have now in their contract the use of AI technology after that artist passes away. Mm-hmm. And it's a negotiation tactic, because we're now seeing in 2024 the ability for KISS, for instance,
we talked about that.
They're using AI technology and avatars to create music and concerts. ABBA is selling more than $1 million worth of tickets a week, and they're not touring. So this is going to be a very, very big piece of the financial pie for the copyright owners of these artists. And, you know, who wouldn't want to see the Beatles in concert in 1964? I do, but I certainly don't want to see Paul McCartney being used as a political stance for things that he never said or did.
But you know what? This, I think, will probably, I mean, anybody could just copyright your name and protect it, right? Like, you know, people are going to be sampling your music. If you copyright it, there's one protection.
Right. But what happens when it's not just so much that Drake can release a song and give off the impression that Tupac would be against somebody as genius as Kendrick Lamar. It's what happens to the audience when they don't care.
Right.
And that's what the bad actors are doing right now. Look, there's a big news report this week that York Regional Police, for instance, gave a warning that they, you know, some people were using AI technology and ChatGPT to ask for money to unsuspecting people on the other end of the phone. When you have people who are easily fooled by this, that's when it gets into the wrong hands. So it stops becoming a hobby and starts becoming a digital technology with the legal equivalent of nothing, because the criminals can move much quicker than the government can.
Yeah, we certainly saw some AI of Trudeau with a Bitcoin situation that a lot of people got caught into. And it was really crude. So to get caught in that, it's just like, wait till it's sophisticated. Appreciate talking to you.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, you shameless idealist. We'll talk again. There's Eric Alper. He is always a happy guy, and always appreciate chatting with him.